dip 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 dip. Good evening, this is the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program is Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO. With us is a special guest to address this subject, and that's Maria Rivas Adams, staff member with the Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO. Maria, thank you for being on the Labor Exchange again. Deeply appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dennis. It's always so nice to do interviews with you, but I do thank you for your time.
Maria, let's move into some background before we get into the content of the show. So as in the past, could you share your background prior to taking this position?
Well, the outreach office and the interviewer position, we had been doing it way back since like 2005, 2006, when I was still with Labor's Community Agency. Now, for a lot of you guys that don't remember LCA, LCA was the community services arm of the Colorado AFL-CIO, and it had been in existence for more than 50 years, and what LCA did is that we helped our union brothers and sisters who were in need, whether it be financial assistance for a mortgage, a rental payment, utility assistance, food assistance. And in a lot of cases, we did help a lot of the workers, a lot of the union members that came to us for help. We did help them out, you know, with either, like I said before, rental, utility assistance. So I have always been out there, and I've always been kind of in the thick of things, talking to people, and so pretty much, you know, the job that I did with LCA, you know, fit perfectly in with the Building Trades Medical Screening Program.
And I agree 100% with that. At this time, what are some of your everyday challenges?
Well, the everyday challenges for me, Dennis, is obviously, of course, trying to find the former Department of Energy site workers. As you know, here Rocky Flats has been closed since 2005, and a lot of the workers have obviously retired, moved away. So the challenge is to find these former workers. That's the challenge. And then, you know, we also do, you know, a lot of calls from inactive lists that we have, and these are people that originally had signed on to participate in the program, but for some reason or another, you know, they forgot about the program and just never gave us a call back. So that's part of the, you know, outreach that I do as well, is trying to make contact with the former workers.
Maria, is there any travel involved with this position, and have you made presentations to construction union workers that worked at Rocky Flats Weapons Facility?
Well, I sure have, Dennis, and unfortunately, you know, the age group of the people, the participants that I you know, target that this program is for, they're retired. And so that is, you know, I do attend a lot of the retirees meetings for pipe fitters, electricians. So I do attend these meetings and I do talk to them. But as far as talking with, you know, the younger union member, a lot of these younger guys, they don't know what Rocky Flats was, what they did out there. They don't know. They don't have an idea of what Rocky Flats was unless they had, you know, they had a family member, a friend who worked there. But I come to find that the majority of the younger kids really don't know about Rocky Flats. So my target group is usually just retirees.
Just to finalize this background, do you do any outreach to the past full-time workers, steel workers, United Steelworkers of America? But I'll follow that up. Are they eligible under this program?
Well, the steel workers would not be eligible under the Building Trades Medical Screening Program. The steel workers have their program, and that's called the National Supplemental Screening Program through the Oak Ridge Associated Universities. And pretty much that program runs parallel with BT Med. We do the same types of testing. The only distinction is that one NSSP is for steel workers and all salaried workers. And the BT Med building trades is obviously for all the building trades guys, like electricians, plumbers, pipe fitters, that worked out at any Department of Energy site.
All right, Maria, you did real well with all the background questions, so let's move into the content of the show, Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO. Could you explain, quote-unquote, about the BTM program, and detail in depth the main points, if you wish?
Sure. Well, pretty much what this program is, it's a medical surveillance program. And it's open to all the former Department of Energy workers. And I'm not just citing Rocky Flat, because we have a lot of other sites throughout the country, like Savannah River, Oak Ridge, Paducah. So there's a lot of other DOE sites out there. And what it is that it's a medical surveillance program. And it's open to all these folks just to let them know and, be aware of what's going on with their personal health.
And I'll just add into that, I'm looking at some notes you sent me, and because I grew up near one of these DOE sites. There's 35 of them. One of them is the first nuclear power plant built in this country, Shippingport, Pennsylvania, which was 8 miles downriver from where I grew up. And not just the workers there, but possibly could have been my father. He was retired for 2 years. But there was a Dr. Ernest Sternglass at Pittsburgh who did a study and found that in a 10-mile radius, there was an abnormally high rate of cancer with particularly males. And my father, although he worked in, a steel mill, Armco Steel, he passed away and contracted acute myelogenous leukemia, and when they detected it, everything got too late, and he was gone within 3 weeks. And
that's too bad. That's
yeah,
too bad, Dennis.
Well, there's other stories like that too. So is there anything else about BTM Med program that you want to detail?
Well, sure. It not only is it a medical surveillance program, and the portion of the interviewers, which is myself included, and I have other team members throughout the country, and what our portion is of this program is, first of all, is to do outreach. We have to find the people, just talk with them, set up a day and a time where we do a work history interview. Now, that work history interview links the participant back to the job site. There's questions in there like names of contractors, buildings they worked in, those types of questions. And so so our portion, the interviewer's portion of that is, first of all, to read a verbal consent. Then we do a work history interview. And then the third stage of it is the medical exam. So after after we do the work history interview, now that's usually done over the phone or in person, whichever makes the participant more comfortable. We do that. We do the work history interview. When that's done, then for now, because of the COVID, the participants are being placed on wait lists. Now, we have about approximately 225 credentialed health clinics across the country. So they are put on wait list, and the way they determine which clinic they're going to go to, obviously, is going to be where they live. We do have a lot of medical providers in the bigger cities, And so the wait list, they're, as soon as this whole COVID is 19 is done, then, you know, we're going to lift the restrictions and then start making the exams.
And the primary place, and, you know, being I participate in this program not once, but probably 6-8 times, is that and it's a great place, and I've gotten good treatment there, is National Jewish Health. And that's the that's the primary place. Maria, one thing, just to compliment you and the whole program on, is that one thing, again, looking over the notes, BT Med, Building Trades Medical Program, has provided over 38,500 medical screening programs and 6,400 low-dose CT scans to workers, over 1,760 medical screening exams and 113 CT scans to former Rocky Flats workers. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. Rocky Flats was a really large Department of Energy site, and so yes, there was a lot of workers out there, and you know, and the reason, you know, the reason that these medical exams are so important is because a lot of times when the employee was working in different areas, they you know, probably had some kind of chemical solvents, you know, some kind of radiation barrels that had, you know, waste in them and stuff. And the worker probably didn't even know what they were working around. In a lot of cases, they probably don't even know what they were working with. And so that's why these medical exams are so important, because it lets the participant know exactly, you know, what's going on with their personal health. And, you know, and as we know, Dennis, I mean, when you get down to personal health, like cancer and stuff like that, if you are prepared and you take it on early, your chances of survival are very high and very good.
So, you know, you were into the next question I was going to ask, and you did pretty good with that, and that's why exams are important. I'm just going to add in that, being I'm aware of this, that workers at these sites may have been exposed to occupational hazards such as radiation, asbestos, beryllium, cadmium, chromium, lead, silica, and solvents, which can cause cancer and other serious, even fatal health problems. So you've been successful at, you know, with clients, building trades members that have come and then got tested, is that they've detected these early, and they've been troubleshooted and basically have cured them and subsequently, you know, extending their life. So with the exams, why are early exams important?
Well, the early exams are really important, Dennis, because, you know, as many people may not know, but say, for example, asbestos. Asbestos can stay, you know, can stay dormant in a person's lungs for about 25 years. And why, you know, why it comes to light, you know, or why it starts, you know, giving the person problems and all, don't know. That we don't know. But we, you know, and this is exactly the reason why, you know, because some of these chemicals, some of these solvents, I mean, do take a while to show up. And I'm kind of thinking that's probably based on the person's genetics, but that's the importance of it. And you know how it is. When you catch something early and you're proactive about it, you have a better and more positive outlook. And I think that when you do find some of these illnesses early, I mean, the prognosis can be pretty good because, you know, it's still early on, and there's a fighting chance. There's always a fighting chance, but when you catch it in the early stages, it's just, you know, it's better, and it just gives the person a little bit of, you know, at least not security, but at least lets them know that, you know, like I said earlier, that they do have a chance.
All right.
And a good chance of that if you catch it early.
All right, Maria. I'll get right back to you here in, you know, just less than a minute. For those of you who joined us late here, this is I'm Dennis Kreese. This is the Labor Exchange. I'm Dennis Creese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program is Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO. And with us is a special guest, Maria Rivas Adams, staff member with the Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO. Maria, we talked about this a wee little bit, but maybe, you know, I just want to extend it and because it's a little bit different. How does the Building Trades Medical Screening Program work? And with that, could you talk in detail about all the medical tests?
Sure, sure. And, well, as I had mentioned earlier, it consists of a work history interview and then a medical screening exam with a medical provider that's closest to you. You know, like, say, for example, if I find a Rocky Flats participant that lives in South Dakota, you know, we try and find a medical provider that's closest to him in South Dakota. So they don't have to travel, you know, really out of their way to get to some of these doctors. But then again, it all really depends, you know, where you live, because there's just some places that, you know, it's really hard and you're far out from the city that, you know, that it's just a hard to get you a medical provider closer to you. And so then a lot, you know, like I said earlier as well, you know, at a lot of these sites, you know, the exposures were, you know, unlimited. I mean, because a lot of the workers, like I said, didn't know what they were working with, working on, you know. So, you know, and a lot of the hazards that they were exposed to, as you mentioned earlier, like asbestos, beryllium, you know, lead, silica, solvents. I mean, all of these we definitely know cause cancer and other fatal problems, but we also know that they exist at all of the Department of Energy sites, just simply because of the work that is done.
Maria, let's move into this. It's an acronym, the ELCD program, and I think the focus here is a subset of this whole thing, and that could you explain the lung cancer aspect and then the follow-up of the CD scans?
Sure, sure. So, as you said it earlier, the acronym stands for the it's the early lung cancer detection, and that and the CT scans run parallel. It's kind of like a same kind of program, and so what this program is about, it's for any participant that worked at any Department of Energy site between the ages of 50 and to 80, and they have to have been either a current or a former smoker. And they have to have been like a 20-plus-year, one-pack-a-day kind of smoker, or a 10-year smoker, two packs a day, you know. And what they're looking for is that pretty much a lot of the scarring in the lungs because of either asbestos or any other hazardous chemicals, beryllium, you know, any chemical solvents, and or even fibrosis. So this program is mainly meant for these workers. They have to have been a current or former smoker, and the CT scans, how those are done is that those are done yearly, and it's a very, very low dose because there is no contrast and there is no dye that is used. It's a very low dose, and it only takes about 5 minutes. When National Jewish first started running the CT scans for the BT Med program, you know, we went down there, and I kid you not, the scan took maybe less than 7 minutes. So it's a really quick and low dose, you know, radiation way to find out if, you know, possibly you might have cancer, early detection.
Yeah, And I'm one of those participants because I'm a smoker, and I got a call back. You know, your friend down in I believe it's Tennessee, Kathy Raines. I'm behind about 3 weeks to a phone call. I got to get a follow up test because, you know, they found one nodule in my lower lung, but they weren't worried about it because I think it was around 3 centimeters. But they told me that they wanted, instead of yearly, they wanted to check me every 6 months. And so I got to get that phone call, make my appointment for National Jewish Hospital. And like you said, the CT scan, when I go there, it's, you know, 5 to 7 minutes, and it's, you know, very easy. Maria, let's move into the final aspect of, you know, the questions here, the Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO, quote-unquote, the medical results letter. Why is this important to the overall program?
Oh, this is the most important part of the whole program. See, a lot of work goes into you know, these medical result letters. A team of nurses down in Oak Ridge, they're the ones that get all the results after, you know, the person has gone to test. Like, say for example, National Jewish. Okay, so after you go to your exam at National Jewish, you're going to get back results anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks from your exam, and then those results are going to go to Oak Ridge, and the nurses at Oak Ridge, they do a wonderful job. They're very thorough. They're the ones that read all the testing, like the beryllium and the blood work. All of those testings go to the nurses, and so they write the medical results letter. But also, it's very important because some of the information that you know, that is in these letters can be useful when a participant is going to file for a claim through the Energy Employees Occupational Compensation. The whole full acronym is EEOICPA. Shorter, it's the Energy Employees Compensation Resource Act. And so it's very helpful, and especially when the participant is doing the work history interview. I know a lot of times the participant won't remember what they were working with or around or anything like that. Now, if you do have a work history interview scheduled, I would definitely suggest, you know, possibly calling a coworker or, you know, a friend that worked with you. So somebody along that line that can, you know, really tell you, you know, the buildings that you were in and, you know, what hazards you were around. So when we do the work history interview, that really helps because that also helps out the nurses and, you know, gives a little more information, background information about the participant.
All right, then.
So the letter is a good thing, and like I said, it just can support a compensation claim.
All right, then, Maria, you've done real well, and I just have to skip a couple questions here, and I'm going to move into a summary, and because we have about 3-4 minutes left. But the first summary question I want to ask you is, moving forward, what is the present future status of the Building Trades Medical Screening Program? And beyond that, why is ongoing funding important for this program?
Well, funding is very, very important, Dennis, because, you know, like I said, you know, the screenings, not only do you have the first initial screening, but every 3 years you're called back to do rescreens, and the rescreens, you know, are really, really important because that's what really you know, gives a trail as to where, you know, a participant starts off and at the end result. You know, the participant may go in there, you know, no symptoms or anything like that, and they can be told, you know, okay, they have cancer, or they have this, they have that. I lost it, Dennis. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Just, you know, back to the first question, what's the present status of the Building Trades Medical Medical Program? Is it on? You know, financially, is it, you know, solid ground right now?
Well, yes. We just got another 5 years of funding to run this program. So we definitely the BT Med program is definitely doing something right. You know, just simply because you know, it's been in place since 2000, and I think that the work that the BT Med program does allows the people that do fund us just to see how valuable of a program this really is, and it needs to keep going, because, you know, these participants, if they're sick, they're not ever going to get well. They're always going to be sick, and the sad part about it is that at least they were proactive and did something to come through the program to fight for, you know, for what was right, not only for them, but for their families.
All right, then, Maria, we have about 90 seconds left, and the final question I have is always a final question for any guest. By the way, you did a great job with the subject matter, but do you have any final thoughts or comments for this KGNU listening audience in the context of tonight's subject, Building Trades Medical Screening Program, AFL-CIO?
I do, and I do thank you for these last few minutes. I just wish that, you know, all the folks that worked out at any Department of Energy site, whether it been Rocky Flats, Savannah River, Paducah, Oak Ridge, it doesn't matter, come through the program. This is a very good and worthwhile program. I understand sometimes people are afraid to find out what's going on with their personal health, but the thing is that you need to be proactive. And like I said earlier, not only proactive for yourself, but for the people that love you, your family, your children, grandchildren. So, you know, if there's anybody out there that's listening and hasn't been through the Building Trades Medical Screening Program, please, please, you guys, come through the program. I believe in this program, and it's a great program. And a good number to reach us at is 1-800-866-9663. And that's the number to the Building Trades National Medical Screening Offices.
All right, then, Maria, you did a great job, and thank you for being on the Labor Exchange at KGNU. And if anybody has any questions or comments about this show, please call 303-447-9911. And next week, Monday, July 13th, 2020, please listen to La Lucha Sigue at 6 p.m. This has been the Labor Exchange, and I am Dennis Kreese for KGNU Community Radio. Yep.